Well, now, if you want to go to yeshiva, you register in the yeshiva, you pay tuition, and there's a whole class, right? In those days, they didn't have a full building like this in Moscow. It was not so easy to have. So people used to get together, and used to hire a rabbi, and they had a cheder. That's why in the olden days, a yeshiva was called, not a yeshiva necessarily, many places, especially small yeshivas, they were called a cheder. Because they got together in a cheder. Cheder means a room. So they got together in a room, and they would learn in the room. You understanding?
I think so.
So let me tell you what happened. There was two boys that their fathers hired a rabbi. Okay? There were two boys that their father hired a rabbi.
You told me that part already.
Yes. I'm trying to remember what their name was. Ah, yes, I remember. One's name was Yudi, and the other one's name was Yukasil. Understand? Yudi and Yukasil. Their parents were not the richest men in the world. They were not the richest people at all. They just mamish barely made a living, and Baruch Hashem, both the families, they were very large families. But Torah is Torah. You have to learn Torah. So they hired a rabbi. The rabbi that they hired was a person by the name of Rav Naftulche Zisman.
Kinderlach, kinderlach. Today, Be'ez Hashem, they're going to introduce you to learn Mishnayos. It's a very wichtige Indian. It's a very important thing to learn Mishnayos. Okay? Kinderlach, open up the Sefer Mishnayos that you have over there. Okay? We're going to start from the beginning.
Okay, could I start from the beginning? Alright, let's see, where is the beginning? Oh, this is printed in 1894.
That's not the Mishnayos, that's the, you know, the standard part where they put in a sefer. Look at the first Mishnah.
Okay, I'm looking at the first Mishnah. Oh my goodness. How am I supposed to read this without the kudos? There's no the kudos over here.
You finished learning Chumash and Rashi with me? It's the same concept, how to learn Mishnayos. Maybe one day there'll be printers that will decide that it's easier to put Nekudos underneath. And maybe they'll make Mishnayos that has Nekudos. But this is an altar sefer and say Mishnayos. Let's see how well you could do.
Okay. Ma-ma-sai.
Nish-ma-ma-sai. Me-e-mo-sai. Ko-re-ne-sh-ma be-arvis. When is the time that we have to read Krishma in the evening? Zman Krishma, you understanding?
And so the Rebbe.
Rabbi Herbs.
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep, so Rabbi Herbs took over.
But Sadie, we want you to tell the story.
All right, Rabbi Herbs, sit down on the side.
All right, whatever you want. Okay, Zadie, take it away.
All right, I take it away before you take me away. All right, anyways, here we go. So, the Rebbe went on, and he was teaching him the first Mishnah. And they were so excited that they went home. And at that time, they were told that their grandparents would be very proud. Go tell them. And so one boy, Yudi, he ran as fast as he could. And he knocked on his Zadie's door.
Coming, 1 second. 1 second, they're opening the door. Oh boy, she's pretty cold outside. So, Zagmer, Yudi, what are you so excited about? Tell me. Zagmer, what are you so excited about?
Zaydi, guess what? We started learning Mishnayos.
It's exciting, very nice. Which was nice to begin with.
Masechta Brachos. We learned the first Mishnah today. It was exciting.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to make you a deal, okay? I'm going to give you a special present when you're going to be able to finish the whole entire Masechta and you study it Baal Peh.
Why is it so important to learn Baal Peh?
Well, I'm not going to push and force you to, but you know what the greatness of Mishnah is, Baal Peh is?
No, what is it? I mean, it's the first time I ever learned the Mishnah.
Well, let me tell you something, my dear Boychikol, my dear Einikol, my dear grandson. Let me tell you. You know what's so great about it? Because when you're walking in the street, instead of wasting time, you can learn Torah. As you're walking, you can chazer in your mind, Mishnah is Baal Peh. As you're playing ball outside, you can have a study session with Mishnah is Baal Peh.
Well, right now, there's snow outside, and you know, the snow gets pretty high every now and then, and the winds blow, and the drifts go higher and higher, to say anything. I think that we're going to play snowball instead of punchball or soccer or something like that.
Whatever it is, but you can chasa, Baal Peh, it's Kabbalah, you get so much mitzvahs from learning, but I'm telling you. Treasure Baal Peh is a very important thing, yes. So I'm going to have a special present, and believe me, you'll like it. Study this Baal Peh, okay?
And sure enough, the same thing was going on by his other chavrusa over there, Yukasil. He went to his Zayde, and he knocked on his Zayde's door.
One second, I'm coming, I'm in, I like me. I'm opening it up. It's my nanny car. So good to see you. You can see you. It's a pleasure to see you. You can see you. Why's a big smile on your face? Eh? Show me. Tell me.
Sorry, Daddy. I'm so excited because, guess what? We started learning Mishnayos.
Oh, you started learning Mishnayos. It's gewaltig. I'm so happy. You want Mishachte?
Bruches.
Bruches. I tell you what, I'm going to get you a beautiful present. When you tell me, you know, the whole Mishachte, Bruches Baal Peh, I'm gonna give you a special present for you. You understand? I'm gonna give you. It's not a problem. I'm gonna be so proud of you. I'm not gonna rush you whenever you're ready. You tell me you want me to pay you. You know what, Baal Peh? You get the special present.
And so what happened was this. Yudi and Yukasil, when they met on the way going to the cheder, they were talking about what their Zayde said.
So my Zayde said he would get me a special present if I know it, Baal Peh. That's funny, my Zayde said the same thing. So you know what? We both could study it, and we could test each other Baal Peh, and when we're ready, we could get tested, and we both could get a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful present from our Zayde, right? Yeah, I'm sure we could.
And so, what happened was this. They started learning the Mishnayos. Wherever they were going, they would learn Mishnayos. And they would test each other.
Here you is the chazan, he stands by the oven. He must not answer Amen. Because he may become confused.
One second. You caught something there?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you don't know your brachos right. Okay, let's go back to the story.
Okay. Let me do that again. Did I skip something? I think you skipped something. Try it again from the beginning. Okay. I didn't skip anything in the words. So what did I do? Well, say the next two words. Because he may become confused. Right. So while you were saying about pair, you didn't make a mistake saying the Hebrew words. You just made a mistake in translating. If a guy is saying, you know, he's at the Amid and he's saying the Birkas Kahan, you know, and the Kahanim are saying, so he doesn't answer Amen to the Kahanim's Birkas Kahanim because he might get confused. Oh, okay, I got it.
And so they kept learning and they learned and they learned and they learned.